This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 minute vocabulary. I'm Catherine.
And I'm Finn. Today we're talking about suffixes.
Yes, a suffix is a group of letters at the end of a word which can tell you what kind of word it is. In today's programme, we're looking at meant, spelt M-E-N-T, ants, spelt A-N-C-E, and ence, spelt E-N-C-E.
The last two sound quite similar, don't they?
They do.
Ants and ence. But first, let's hear from Tanya. She loves to dance. She's talking about her recent visit to the ballet.
That's right. And while you listen, think about this question. Did Tanya enjoy the ballet in the end?
There was huge excitement in the audience. This was the Bolshoi's only performance of Swan Lake in London. But at 7:30, a man appeared and made an announcement. He thanked us for our patience and then said that the lead dancer was ill and couldn't perform. In the silence that followed, you could feel everyone's disappointment. But the replacement dancer was wonderful. She wasn't too confident to start with, but her confidence grew, and in the end, the lead dancer's absence didn't lessen my enjoyment at all.
So, we asked you, did Tanya enjoy the ballet in the end?
And the answer was, yes, she did. The lead dancer's absence didn't lessen her enjoyment.
And absence and enjoyment are two key words in this programme. The noun absence with the suffix ence, spelled E-N-C-E, means someone or something not being there. It comes from the adjective absent.
And the noun enjoyment with the suffix ment comes from the verb enjoy.
Good. Now let's listen to a clip with some more words with ment and ence, spelled E-N-C-E.
In the silence that followed, you could feel everyone's disappointment. But the replacement dancer was wonderful. She wasn't too confident to start with, but her confidence grew.
So we had two nouns with the suffix ence, spelt E-N-C-E, silence and confidence. The noun silence comes from the adjective silent, meaning complete quiet.
And the noun confidence, which comes from the adjective confident, means having belief in your own abilities.
Notice that both adjectives end in the letter T, which changes to a letter C in the suffix ence.
So silent becomes silence.
And confident becomes confidence.
Other common adjectives ending in the letter T that add E-N-C-E are independent and different,
which become independence and difference.
Now, in the clip, we also heard two more words with the suffix ment.
Yes, we heard disappointment, which comes from the verb disappoint, meaning a feeling of being unhappy because you've been let down.
That's right. And we had replacement, which comes from the verb replace and means a thing or person that takes the place of something or someone else.
Now, let's hear another clip. Listen out for two words with the suffixes ance with an A and ence with an E.
There was huge excitement in the audience. This was the Bolshoi's only performance of Swan Lake in London. But at 7:30, a man appeared and made an announcement. He thanked us for our patience and then said that the lead dancer was ill and couldn't perform.
So we had the noun performance, spelt A-N-C-E at the end, which comes from the verb perform.
And we had patience, spelt E-N-C-E, from the adjective patient.
So did you spot the two words with the suffix ment? Excitement from the verb excite.
And announcement from the verb announce.
This is bbclearningenglish.com.
Now it's time for a quiz. And ready for number one. Is the word silence spelled A-S-I-L-E-N-C-E or is it spelled B-S-I-L-A-N-C-E?
It's A-S-I-L-E-N-C-E.
Very good. And number two, what is the noun that comes from the verb replace?
It's replacement.
It is. And number three, complete this sentence. Maria lacks A, confident, or B, confidence.
It's B, confidence. And that's the end of the quiz. Well done if you got them all right.
And now, here's today's top tip for learning vocabulary. Choose a word and then think of all the different forms of that word. So think of a noun, adjective and verb, all with the same root.
That's right. There's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again soon for more 6-minute vocabulary.
Bye.
Bye.